Michael Brown, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth is February 24th, 1950. So Michael Brown, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth is February 24th, 1950. This is for date of service, 6-12-2023. Mr. Brown is a 73-year-old male who is here today for an initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2013. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, TIAs, psoriasis, significant peripheral neuropathy. His latest hemoglobin A1C is 9.4%. For his diabetes, he is on metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, Jardiance 25 milligrams once daily, and Victoza 1.8 milligrams once daily. His 90-day blood glucose average is 207 milligrams per deciliter. He denies any polyarthritis or polyphagia. He does report some diabetic neuropathy. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 9.4%. At this point, my recommendation is to adjust his diabetic regimen and place him on Synjardy 12.5 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams extended release twice a day, discontinue the plain metformin and plain Jardiance. I will also discontinue Victoza therapy and place him on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. Next summer, for his diabetic neuropathy with callus formation, continue to follow up with podiatrist. Next summer, the patient gets epidural injections every 3 months, and this complicates the management of his diabetes. Next summer, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next summer, for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy and check a current lipid panel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.